The Education Commission regular meeting, September 27, 2016, 6 o'clock p.m. Chair Angel Silva Rodriguez.
Present.
Vice Chair Denise Pantoja. Commissioner Yvonne G. Mejia had a work conflict and will not be attending. Commissioner Michael Remini.
Present.
And Commissioner Olivia Robledo is running approximately 30 minutes late. Okay.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Michael, will you do that?
Okay. All stand, please. Right hand on your heart. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful job. All right. We are going to be lean on this one. Do I have approval of the agenda? Do we have?
I would approve.
You move?
Move to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
It's, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That would be three. All right. Public statements. Hi.
David Govan, your teacher. Reason I'm here again is I want to actually bring awareness of a couple of propositions. Prop 55 is currently on the California state ballot. That would extend the tax hike over people of people making over $250,000 a year. It was passed not too long ago by the voters of California, and it was promoted by Jerry Brown. We're asking again Californians to extend that. If that does not pass, then the schools expect to get a really large cut. And that could be devastating for the outcomes of our students. Second, California proposition out there is Prop 58. That has to do with bilingual education. This would make it legal in the entire state of California to allow bilingual education. When bilingual education is done properly, it's shown to do amazing things with the students. So I think supporting this proposition is a no-brainer. I'm not sure if the city can take a stance on either of them, but I would just like to bring it to the attention to the commission, as well as anyone reading the minutes.
Thank you. Julian?
Yes. Just wanted to reintroduce myself. Julian Reyes, recycling coordinator for Republic Services, taking over for Tanya Ragland. I'm here for the promotion of the Cesar Chavez Scholarship. $500. Last year, I believe we got three applicants. So we would love to get some support and increase that, as much as possible. Any inquiries can be sent to the email sfscholarship@republicservices.com. And this past one, we awarded to two San Fernando residents because of the 2 years ago we didn't award it. So this year it'll be just the one.
Okay.
And again, we're just hoping to be nice to at least double that.
Do you guys have a date for that, or you guys are going to piggyback on our event? That's kind of the goal?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we keep the same schedule as we had last year, that should work?
That should work.
Okay.
Yep.
Since that was our first time.
Yeah. Was last year the PSAs?
Were
for us.
Those were from us, and those were
the
Latino Water Coalition.
That's right.
There was Republic, then there was the Gabriel Fernandez, mm-hmm. and then the PSAs.
And if there's any date changes, I'll come back and I'll refresh that.
I think this is when we're going to just start actually ramping up and thinking we're so much farther ahead than we were last year at this time.
Yeah.
But I know that the residential requirement is wonderful for the kids within the city, but we need to make sure that we actually get them to actually send it in.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I do have one question about the Prop 55.
Yeah.
The extension would last.
Not exactly sure. I'll double check right now.
I think it's this one's permanent.
Is there permanent?
I have not read. I read the haiku versions. There's actually somebody that's done haiku for all of the. Okay, that's why I did it, because it's way too soon, and the commercials are starting to annoy me, so I'm just turning them all off. So I was just reading the haiku versions, and it at least lets you remember some of the numbers. Like, oh yeah, because they're all starting to blur together in my head. Especially because some of them, it's like that they don't even make sense. But I think 55 may be permanent. But if you can look it up, that would be phenomenal.
That would be nice. I'd like to see that permanent.
All right. While we're doing that,
it's set to extend or end at the end of 2016, and I think this would make it permanent.
I think that's why, because this one sunsets, and I think the idea behind 55 is not.
Oh, actually, it's to 2030.
Oh, that's pretty good.
For all intents and purposes,
yeah, right.
Okay, that's good. 2030. All right. That's. Did you want to be public comment? Nope. just checking. All right. Commission matters. Request to approve the minutes of August 30th, 2016. Now, this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, we have to table that.
We have to table that because Michael wasn't here, right?
Yeah. I read them, but that doesn't.
She count. Typed them up beautifully. They're phenomenal. I'm always amazed at how much detail you. I'm like, wow, or how you can condense a whole lot of just nothing into something that sounds coherent.
It takes a couple days.
Oh, I apologize for that part. All right, I think we have to table that then.
Yes.
Okay, we will table that. We can bring it back.
Olivia shows up and we're still.
Yeah, and then we've got three. Then we go back. All right, discussions regarding drafting, establishing a scholarship program, policy, and procedures.
I don't think we've started working on
it. We're just keeping that on the agenda because for right now, if we don't have. All right, for October, it would probably be a pretty good idea if we have some firm stuff. So if we put in the minutes that we would just like to make sure that we're actually working on things, even if it's in our heads, we can bring it back. Because the scary part is now we're talking about it being within like 7 months at that point. So, okay. Discussion regarding prioritizing and developing a timeline for fiscal year 2016-17 goals and objectives. That's the very pretty one. And Marianne's going to change seats. Thank you. Are you going to jump over there, or are we going to decide that we're just going to look at it?
I think
you spent so much time setting it up, but I think we're I think we're good. All right.
So I don't have any updates on the. I don't know if Olivia does, but
all right. I just want to make sure that we spell principles right in comments.
Okay.
Spell check never catches that, and that's always one of the ones. There could be. We could do those principles too, but we're probably not. Probably not. It's spelled right in like three places, and then the one place it snuck in. It's like, haha. All right.
Any questions on the way it was?
I think it's very cohesive, and it's super easy to read. Since Yvonne's not here, Olivia's not here, this is what I worked on.
Oh, I see. That's really.
It's really a kind of a beginning. It's really early. You got one. I've got mine. I know I want to make sure that the school finder is on there, the LUSD school, where you literally type in the address and it gives you all the assigned schools. And then I want to make sure that there's on there is to add a school. You know, basically this is going to be a PDF. The idea I think we're talking about is this will be a PDF on the website somewhere, but we could also hand it out at events.
But
to add a school, and then we can put the email on there. And people want to add any information if they want to add. I'm totally going to need help with the fonty stuff. I know Elena makes things look beautiful, but. Apparently I need a new toner cartridge. I just wasn't sure if we want to. I printed out all the free family enrichment, or free and very low cost. It's like 4 pages. I can link it just to my blog, but I don't want to generate traffic to me And if we're handing this out, not everybody has internet access. It's almost better that people have the ability to. It's still somebody to have to look it up because we don't give directions and everything else. But. My son is 25 and my daughter is 15, and I've been collecting all the cool things for a very long time. I was very sad to find out that Amtrak got rid of Train Day. We lost Train Day.
What are you guys doing here?
Is this a regular meeting in session right now?
Yes, say hi to the people.
See you guys.
Did you
want
to mention
Mike? Yes, I did. Thank you.
We'll see you guys later. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I put the bottom of that too. If anybody wants to add anything, there's plenty more. But I tried to make them either transit friendly or fairly close, just so that people without necessarily automobiles could get around. But
fine, GPL's doing this fall.
Schools can still do tours, which is the better way to go because they're private. And if you know anybody that works there, you get an actual real private tour. And that was the most exciting. One of the gentlemen we bowl with is actually a NASA scientist, not an engineer. He's a NASA scientist. So we got to go on the fancy tour, but same tour, but you're not elbow to elbow with thousands of people. And it's always the hottest day of the year. And it doesn't matter whether it was in May or whether it's in October.
I went last year and never got off the freeway.
They now have tickets. It's all ticketed to avoid that. People were stopping on the freeway and getting out of their cars and walking in.
Yeah,
which,
it was crazy.
So, but you can actually, if you go on and you look for the tours, there's actually, you can mm-hmm. get on a tour. Unfortunately, they're during the week, but some of them are during the summer.
Yeah.
And for you guys, it's if you can find time during the week, they're in the morning or the afternoon.
Yeah,
and
one, two, three.
Yeah, there's a couple
of them. It's a great problem to have. I'm glad to see all the.
It's great to have the kids that excited, and they'll drive the little Mars rover right over
yeah,
their
yeah,
ears,
yeah, yeah.
And it's like they are waiting in line to lay down to have
get run over.
To get run over. Okay, but it's. It's the little stuff about science, and now Pluto's allowed to be called a planet. It's a dwarf planet, but so the kids who were very upset that Pluto was dissed, now it's a dwarf planet. So there's a lot of very relieved children.
Yeah.
Griffith Park Observatory never took it off. For the record, they always left it off in the corner. It's like a marble. I don't know if I even have that one on here. I might. I said I haven't looked at this in so long. Sure.
So this is Nueva Esperanza.
Sure. I threw that on there real fast. I wasn't even fact checking it.
Okay. And then I don't know if Sylmar became a charter school over this past summer. It's now Sylmar Charter High School.
See, if it's an affiliated charter, then it's still an LAUSD school.
Okay. Yeah.
Affiliated charter is what I like to call charter light. It's still connected at the umbilical cord. They get to push the little bit of money they get around in their own little way. But it's still an LAUSD school. I know that they've got academies and there's some other stuff, but in terms of it being part of the zones of choice, they get a postcard, and then after the postcard, there's like 9 schools and they have to rank them. So, and there's 4 at CCLA. There's a bunch of academies at each of the other schools because I mean, the list is this long. Mm-hmm. If you type, like, I'm zoned for all 3 because I'm in the zone of choice, there's this many schools to pick from. It would be terrifying as a parent to realize you have to pick from 9 high schools, like if you're moving into the area. I will stipulate that that's an affiliated charter. All right. And then I will keep working on this for the next meeting. And then the scary thing is, we have anything else we want to talk about for
No, maybe because Mike wasn't here last time, I don't know if he wanted to jump in on any of these.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. We didn't assign you stuff. We figured we'd let you pick.
Yes.
Postal Union training on basics of financing.
Yeah, Bites of Reality. So that's
Bites of Reality.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
So that's Yvonne. We kind of created a little ad hocs like we did with the scholarship meeting, so maybe we can meet and then come back and
they're going to need, like, they say, like, 20 volunteers, and they're going to need a ton of volunteers, too, so... So even
great,
if the ad hoc is so that we don't violate Brown Act, but
right.
There will be plenty for everybody to do.
So we'll all help out, but just for the little like meeting with the, because the credit union person, she had already ideas of how she wanted it planned out, so...
Now, how does something like that, in 10 words or less, how does it get started? You have a program. You let it be known to the principals? And
no, I think...
Well, that was one of the ways.
Yeah,
they're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. They're a nonprofit affiliated with the credit unions. And essentially, they partner with the credit union to provide the information, provide the program. They have iPads. They have everything. They do the whole program. But they need volunteers from the community, and essentially that's where the credit union comes in. Ours is super tiny. If it was a bigger one, like I'm thinking like Matador or one of the bigger ones, they might be able to do it all in-house. But since they have people, somebody has to be here for the store to be open, they're going to rely more on volunteers.
And she already kind of, because it's, deciding, well, are we going to open it up to all the high schools, like just one?
Right.
So I forgot her name, but the girl from the credit union said she kind of already had ideas of how she wanted to do it and who to reach out to. So, I mean, it's possible we can even do one.
Tina Lozano?
Tina. We could Tina was the one from the foundation.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, because it's free, I mean, we could do one in the fall and then
in the spring.
I mean, now kind of the fall is getting, but, you know, maybe next year we wanted to do it again, we could do...
We get one started this year, however long it takes to get everybody on board,
correct.
Get everybody trained, and if it's successful,
then
we tweak it and we make it a little bit...
That's something I'd like to get involved in.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all going to be involved, but it's just they're kind of... going to be meeting with
and I have an update because they did meet already.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
That's probably, can we do that or do you want to wait till the end?
I can wait till Robella gets here or...
Okay.
And then if you have anything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless there was anything else that you want to do.
Science fair showcase is something I would like to get involved in. I don't know what that will entail, but...
And that's why I think when I put it on there, the idea would be that we would kind of float it by the principals at
the coffee,
at the coffee clutch and then get firm ideas. I mean, this is a document that's going to be we're going to be working through for several years because... We're going to get
building.
Our time is going to get taken up again with the scholarship stuff. So, I thought that would be something, and definitely when we get some feedback, we had hoped we would get some stuff in the fall, but at this point, it's already October, and then we're like torturing people into the holidays. Please come to our thing.
Yeah.
Please come because you don't have enough going on in your campus. Come hide with us. So that might be for next year, but if we take a measured approach and plan it out slowly, I think that would be a very cool thing. And since this is our living document, if you want to start coming up with something that you want to look at, or you see something on TV that interests you, if you see a program or something else, bring it, because some of these are like one and done. Some of them are going to take a while before we can actually get started, and we're going to be slotting things, or when we realize it's going to be more complicated than that, then we have to... Science Fair, if we miss like January or February, we're talking about next year, which we're going to miss January, February, more than likely, because by then we'll be in the throes of...
Okay, but is it something, if I could get some info on it, something that I could just go attend and get familiarized with how they, you know, just the standard science fair I'd like to sit in?
Morningside is the one that has the science fair thing, right? It's Morningside? I think it's Morningside. I want to say it's Morningside. When Olivia gets here, because I swear it was, Olivia knew where it was, but one of the schools has one locally, and we could pick, that's the brain we would want to pick, is if a school is already doing a big one. Tamar Gallatin was doing one for Northwest, but Northwest, she's not in office anymore. And
now, I'm not exactly suggesting that we would host one, if that's what we're talking about. I'm thinking of getting involved, getting familiarized with it, and I mean, I don't know how.
Well, that's what we kind of need to do first and see how it works and whether we even need to do one, or if we suggest to the school, hey, what if you opened it up and somehow we supported you opening it up?
And have we been talking about, I don't recall, some sort of prize money, possibly, or a scholarship for what,
as we're going. I mean, when everybody's
so evolved.
It's Morningside.
Okay.
That's vaguely. Every once in a while, there's some neuron that fires that actually remembers some glimmer of something. As we're working on some of these things, I know we have to start looking at the numbers in the budget, but that's definitely something I want to see when all five of us are here see what we can, you know, what we want to spend on, what we can spend on, what we can allocate.
Maybe we should add that to the agenda for next time, the budget, because I think we're going to have to start figuring out like scholarships, how many we're going to give.
Yeah, let's put that on there for next time.
Down on papers. We have to work with.
Yeah.
Especially because if we're talking about how many scholarships, we kind of have to. Okay, that's a good for next time.
And off subject, but the meetings are set for the last Tuesday of the month.
That's the plan.
Okay, we're going to be around.
Yes.
Cool.
You mean next month?
Uh huh.
It'll be like the week before Halloween, because Halloween's Monday.
Not the last week, not the third week.
No, the last.
It's the last.
I was here last week.
Right. I always beg for things to either be the first or the last. Don't ask me to do every other, and please don't ask me to do the third from the second, and it just, I can go to the bottom, I can start at the top.
I didn't read the fine print, I came here last Tuesday.
I had to double check too, because I'm like, wait, this Tuesday or this Tuesday?
They were here.
You guys are like, that's so nice. He came to visit.
Doors locked.
I wanted to catch up for this meeting. He was preparing for this meeting.
That's beautiful. All right. So, are we good with the discussion? Is that?
Yeah.
We're not. We have not voted on anything. So there's nothing we just discussed. I mean, I'd be happy to have you help with the science fair, whatever we decide that is, or how, when. Okay. It's not offensive. All right, we are kind of going right through everything. All right, discussion regarding donation towards Whiteboard for Cesar Chavez Social Justice Humanitas Learning Academy. Donors choose. It was all over my Facebook. So, I'm not suggesting that we should do things this way. I just wanted to bring it up and think for, as we're looking at our budget, when we're looking at donating scholarships, which will impact one child in a big way, there's like $674 left on this. There's a few ways to knock it down a little bit, including they have special codes you can use that will double your donation up to like $50. There's also ways to not, they pad the number to help support their ongoing work, and you don't have to basically make a double donation. You don't have to donate to the project and to Donors Choose at the same time, and that's kind of what they're asking people to do. In this case, this this is a group of, last year we had 22, there's like 125 kids this year that are in the math program. It's literally a whiteboard easel. It's the old-fashioned whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
Not smart board, not fancy board. It's the whiteboard that the kids drag out into the quads. I don't know, you've been to CCLA? Each of the campuses, it's almost like a horseshoe, and each school has a little alcove. So it's the back of one school and the front of another school, and then they go up three stories. And they've all got tables and chairs, a la the old, like Burger King or McDonald's, with the big funny umbrellas and the chairs. And that's where the kids eat, but that's also where they do their college scholarship applications. That's also where, apparently, bless their hearts, they're from 3 to 6, the AP calculus kids are out there.
Tutoring? Or
each other.
Yeah, each other.
Tutoring each other. So they're out there, they drag the whiteboard out, and what they manage to do is schlepping it out back and forth. It broke, and who knows where it came from or where it was, but they had 17 out of 22 pass last year, including 5 of them who got a 5. And that's really good. That's really good. Bless you. Bless you. And this is Humanitas. So this is not the math science kids. These are the Humanitas kids, which, you know, they can be good in math too, but it's like it's not, you know, if you go to the math science school and you have, go ahead, bless you.
Wow, this dusty crap is going on.
It's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Just, I can't tell if I'm sick or if it's just the dust.
That's where I've been at today. I'm like,
I don't know. So I don't know. You know, I'm bringing this up really because, you know, we don't have the budget right now and I don't even want to vote on it. But letting you guys know, when I go home, I'm going to donate my stipend this month. Because they deserve a whiteboard. It's really hard for them. I mean, there's no way they can do it with a chalkboard. And, you know, you can buy the little ones this big, but they're doing the problems with 20 of them outside.
Yeah.
And it's big, and that way they can write big, and they can all be out there helping. But
what is the time frame on
it? Doesn't expire until December. It doesn't expire until December. So it's going to be up there for a while, and theoretically we could go home and somebody could magically have donated $500 and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I've watched it for 2 or 3 weeks, and it kind of stalled. Meaning that everybody who knew the teacher, it's his first project too, and I'd hate to think some of these donors choose project doesn't get funded, because it's kind of a neat thing when you put it out there and you kind of bare your soul and you tell a story and then you want to be liked. You don't want to be kind of like it be set back. So.
And this has the website, the information where you can donate to.
You know, because I printed out the actual thing. If you were to go to donorschoose.org.
Don't you just type in the teacher's name?
Yeah, if you type in Mr. Moore and 91340, it'll come right up. I have a couple of the schools over there on my favorites or whatever you call it on Donors Choose, but it'll come up. Then the cool thing is if you do donate $50, the kids have to write you thank you letters. They don't have to, and I sometimes try to make a point not to check the box, but they're really cool letters that the kids are. You realize what a small thing is really impactful.
Do you have the website on here? I'm not seeing it. Mr. Moore.
All right. It's helps if I write with the end.
You need some toner in that.
Yeah. Donorschoose.org.
Okay, great.
So there's another couple of this. There's at least one other teacher that puts projects up there for his AP government class and some other ones that, you know, really just giving them the extra stuff that the school's not going to be able to provide, the disposable kind of workbooks that they can go through AP. And now that my daughter's in her first AP class, I know what those stupid books cost. So, yeah. And they kind of all need one. You can't hope that they can share because they're working in them and they're all looking at them at the same time. So, I want to just, while we're looking at big things that are, you know, either helping big amounts, I think something like this, as we're thinking of other things, these are things we can problem solve that's impactful and not super exciting, and it's not a soiree, but
it adds to the menu, the number of things that...
And that's just something that doesn't have to come out of teachers' pockets, because...
It really helps. I've had a couple of projects on it, and it's always
really
such a blessing, because, you know, you have this vision of what you want to have in your class, and if they can't come to reality because of whatever budgetary constraints, to have know, wonderful donors like yourself do that, it really does make a difference.
Interesting.
And this high school is doing exceptional work.
Right.
I'm so excited for the program that they have at Justice Academy. Anything to support them, I think, it's very special.
Yeah, they've got the demographics they've got and what they're able to do with the kids. And it's not, you know, like, well, poor us. It's here's the bar. We're all going to get there. We're going to drag you. You are going to get there. And some of the parents are even, you know, get nervous about how much homework and how hard it's going to be. And like, this is where you need to be. This is what you got to do. And if you got to do the homework, you got to do the homework. And I'm out there in November. I will be there doing the college apps. And it's awesome to see these kids on Thanksgiving break sitting there with their little iPads and their computers. You know, no, let me see yours. Let me see yours. And they're passing them around and trying to figure out where all their extracurriculars go. And, well, I only babysit at the church. Like, okay, that's volunteer work. That goes in this line. Oh. So, you know, it's a neat place. And you know, they're on their break and they're in there. So that's awesome. But anyway, that's all I have. Somebody's beeping.
Is the door open, by the way?
Oh. The door's open. Oh. It's the projector. Okay. Get shut off.
Do you want to wait a couple of minutes to see if Olivia comes? You can slowly with the... I'll talk really slowly.
Okay, so back to item 3, the update.
Okay.
This is from Mireya Mejia and Olivia Robledo. They met with... Mireya Mejia with the credit union on September 20th to discuss hosting of the Bites of Reality event. And in her update, she states that the preliminary plan would be to hold two separate workshops, one to be treated as a pilot and the other will be intended to be a larger event that includes more individuals from the community. Her first plan, the pilot event, would be during or after school hours, but probably soon after school, San Fernando High School. And Commissioner Robledo will reach out to Principal Flores at San Fernando High School. The ad hoc committee, Commissioner Mejia, will meet with Principal Flores to discuss the proposal, logistics, and dates. And the proposed time frame is early January.
Okay.
The second event, the large event, will consist of dual workshops, and the bullets are the Bites of Reality workshop for students, and concurrently hold workshops for parents and interested community members on financial literacy, and can reach out to organizations such as Youth Policy Institute, Project Grad, Comisión Femenil, and et cetera, for support. And that proposed time frame is April, on a weekend. The number of students is 50 students or two classes. Volunteers, each event should have 25 to 30 volunteers. A list of possible roles was provided by the credit union, and these are the items needed. 10 to 12 tables, one for each service / expense area. Tablecloth, decorations, etc. Refreshments and snacks. And other notes, students will be asked to write a reflection. The ad hoc will try to have an inspirational speaker at the event, perhaps a recent college student, maybe even a past scholarship recipient to discuss their budgeting realities once they moved away to college. And the next steps, the ad hoc to meet with potential stakeholders, Principal Flores and organizations, and the ad hoc to develop timelines, guide provided by the credit union. And the request to the Education Commission, they may ask that each commissioner commit to at least helping secure 3 to 5 volunteers. They will also reach out to the credit union and city staff. They would like to request the commission support in sharing the cost of the credit union for these events. And they will have to incorporate this into the budget outlook. And that concludes their update.
So I guess the cost would just really be decorations and refreshment.
Right, that's what I'm thinking too. You can ask for clarification next month, but that's my understanding. The 3 to 5 volunteers is going to be a little bit of a challenge for the Saturday one, because I coach on Saturdays.
I've got 3 people I can drive.
He'll take your 3. I'm just kidding.
As I say, I have no problem the after school, you know.
Good, because that would be tough.
That would be the 3, then we'll figure
that
it out.
That would be difficult for me.
Be like making a beeline. Like, no, that sounds fine. Any other communications? Oh, I guess we should do our communications. I don't have any commissioner comments. Do you guys have any comments?
Nothing I can think of. Other than I'd like to see a 55 go through.
Here's. Well, just if we could add the budget. Where we're at, like, so
so that we start looking.
We're gonna do these 2 events.
Right, and I would like clarification on some of the money that has come in, whether it was tied to scholarship or if it was tied to the Education Commission, or if there's just it's just there. Mm-hmm. Because obviously things like the financial literacy thing isn't scholarship, but we need to have budget. We need to make sure that we're sticking to the right pot, that we're not depleting one source of funding and then not have anything because everything else that is allocated a different way. All right, if we have no commissioner comments, then is there any other staff communication?
Your next meeting is October 25th, Tuesday.
And you told me that we're going to actually have a drop box here for the vote by mails for the actual election.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
We should have it up and running October 11th.
I will never drop it off that early because I wait to see what comes in the mail, but I will be happy to drop it off.
October 11th. Yep.
The negative does. If it's negative, I won't vote that way.
When are you supposed to get, when would we assume to start to get, expect to start to get absentee ballots? Mail in ballots.
Until November 1st to still apply for absentee ballots.
I think it's going to still be a couple of weeks.
Which I start to be looking for them because I want to make sure that.
I've heard that the tome is like.
I'll have to look at their calendar.
Yeah. You know, the tome comes first. You usually get the big ugly book, and this apparently is supposed to be like monstrous. Wow. That's why I'm looking forward to the haiku. I was like, oh, okay, now I can remember what all these are. That we're trying to read at the bottom of the screen what all the actual who actually paid for the ad. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be no. I don't care what you say. That just doesn't even make sense. All right, so our meeting is October 25th. We will add budget to the next agenda.
Should we continue then to add, or just since we're covering priorities, or do we have to actually add with like bites of reality as an item?
No, it'll just continue to be.
Okay. Yeah, that's goals and objectives. When we get closer, then we can break it out as an actual. But it's still.
Okay.
We're still birthing it, so it hasn't. It hasn't fully.
But they want to do one in January.
Yeah.
Is that one?
I think they're going to miss 2 weeks in January, so it might actually by the time, but aim for January, and then it ends up being February. It ends up being February, but I think with 2 weeks of school that they won't be in.
Here she comes.
Oh, see, we tracked it out. Didn't want her to literally walk in as we're all walking out.
Yeah. Perfect. Yay! Just a journey.
No, we're holding out. So Miriam just told us all the exciting things that you guys were doing with the Bites of Reality.
Hey.
Yes, she read it.
Okay. So it looks pretty promising. I have a call in to the principal at San Fernando High School, Laura Mendoza, and we thought we'd start small, but we also had discussion of in the spring sometime, maybe doing something on a weekend, a Saturday, and including more schools. So the first one will, we targeted maybe January, and working with one school, see what it's like, but you know what it takes, and get our volunteers trained, and get up all those things in order, so that when we have the community one, we know what it it takes to do something that's bigger. Mireya and I will meet with, our first step will be that Mireya and I will meet with the principal at San Fernando High School, and we'll see what her response will be.
So, community one, would that be bilingual?
Not necessarily. It will be for the students still.
Still.
And,
okay,
but it would be inviting. We talked about Saturday being a difficult to get sometimes people up and so forth, but we would make it an invitational, and we'd say, okay, your high school gets 10 slots, you're 10. Mm-hmm. So we would include more high schools within that would participate, and make it sound like it's a real privilege to be part of this. Mm-hmm. And we did talk about when we do it on a Saturday. I don't know if it's on here. I'm sorry. But that we would have something for parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I mentioned that.
And so Mireya said that her the credit union has materials already, and they're already translated, and so we could hold one in English, one in Spanish, and so those materials are already available to us, depending on what we want as the topic for the parents. So that looked very, that sounds promising. So I don't know if you have any questions.
The topics we're talking, checking, savings, financing a home.
Okay,
that sort of thing. I guess that would be also, maybe not the home, but some of those others would be relevant to the kids.
Right, and possibly in the parent workshop, we would also have some description or some discussion about what the kids are doing.
I think that's really important, because the kids come out and they're like, oh, it was really fun.
Yeah, and then they ask, what did you do?
Nothing.
So that would be part of the parent workshop, to give that description of what they're going through, but then maybe
because the parents are going to die laughing when they realize that the kids are being set up.
Yeah.
In a good way, but the kids are being set up.
And that way,
you weren't here. So the whole thing is, each of the tables are set up, and the kids are given a job. They're given a job.
Okay.
So you could be the tree trimmer in the neighborhood, you could be the city tree trimmer, or you could be an architect. But each table you go to, one of them is your where you're going to live. So you have to budget money for whether you're going to live in an apartment, you're going to share a room, whatever. So then you go to the next one, and it's your car. And then you go to the next one, and then all the expenses. And the secret goal is that at the end, that the kids are supposed to bust before they get to the end, because
they run out of money
because they see, if I'm an architect, I need a nice house and a nice car, and I need the big computer. And each of the volunteers is sitting at the table gently trying to upsell them on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so every parent in there is going to die with the, because we've all had the discussion with the cell phone, and we've all had the discussion with I need this, I'm going to die.
Just go to the bank and get some more money.
The parents know what they're going through. It could be reinforced after. Like, hey, remember when you did blah, blah,
right.
blah?
Because every adult has done it. Every adult is doing it.
Yeah.
But for the kids, it's this is my money. And it's like, okay, but this is our money, and it's going all these places, and then you make this money, and this is my money. It's like, okay.
And there could be a situation where there may be two professionals, but maybe one of them gets a situation on their card that there's illness taking place, right? So that makes it different, right? So there are different kinds of little vignettes that they,
An unexpected credit card bill comes up, and they have to pay for that. They all have some kind of education that they have to pay for. There's additional bills, and it's not just as simple. I remember when I took Consumer Act or whatever it was in the time where you just picked any job out of the back of the newspaper, and as long as you could figure out how to pay for the rent on the apartment, you passed the assignment. It's like, oh, that's so not. Because if you wanted the big apartment, you just found the really well-painted up. See, look, that's the one I'm going to get. I'm going to get that job out of high school. Okay, good luck to you. So the only question is, they said that we're supposed to, that the anticipation is that we would partner with them for expenses. We were the only expenses that we're thinking are the food,
right?
Decorations,
right? And so, meaning I said that they, she was almost sure that they could. It seemed to me that she said they could do the food, but okay. You know, maybe we could do water or something. I don't know. But then the decorations was, making these centers look like, say, the car dealership.
Or the house, or whatever.
So, you know, I randomly thought, get the community involved. Like, I would go to Rydell and say, give me some posters or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And I would go to
the mortgage, please,
the realtors in the San Fernando and say, we're doing this activity, I need something, you know. So, kind of get them involved, too. But that's what the decorations are. We could use some, other stuff.
Yeah, it sounds more like it's legwork than it's even expenses.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing when we're trying to figure out, are we missing the expense that because we're not budgeting it properly, haha. Mm-hmm. But if we're missing.
I don't know. I didn't
for the
remember
Saturday,
that there was more
I know
expenses.
That's still a while, but
yeah.
For the Saturday that, in terms of location, what were you guys seeking?
So we've had some events at the Cesar Chavez multi-purpose room, and they have round tables, and they have, and it's very large. Uh-huh. And I know that, at least one of the principals would be very cooperative in helping us. And that's something we had in mind.
Okay.
If we do it on a school campus, then we don't have to rent a place, you know. And if they sponsor the event with us, and they maybe put their names on the brochure or whatever, they don't have to spend any money, then I don't think we have to get like a permit or anything because they're co-sponsoring it. Okay. And we could even go to the local superintendent, Linda Del Cueto, and get her involved too, and just say we're going to do this for these high schools that are in your area. Do you give us permission to use the place without paying? And so we could talk to her.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, I'd love to have had something like that.
I think that's what we all thought last month. We all just went, God, it would have been great to know this all then before you get into the trouble.
Right.
But that part's supposed to be top secret. That's why they don't
prepare them.
They don't. Yeah, they don't want anybody telling them ahead of time to think or to try to budget. They want them to literally go in like kids in a candy store and try to pay for everything, and then they have to go to one of the booths is the credit union, and then they help them go back and look at a budget and go back, and you might be an architect that has to take the bus, at least in the beginning, or maybe you don't have the dream home right out of college. So it sounded very exciting. It sounded very helpful.
Yeah.
So.
And I think when we do this first one too, I think one of the key components too is the reflection of the students. We'll give them a reflection piece to do where they write what did you get out of it? But we'll ask specific questions. But that will help us to shape the one on the Saturday. Was this, what did you learn? Was it worth your time? That kind of thing. And we'll come up with a reflection sheet, and that'll guide us a little bit. I'll make it better for next time.
Excellent.
Very cool. We're hoping for next month to start basically putting the scholarship event start rebooting it.
See how much money we have.
Yeah. Look at the budget, figure out what we've got, and what is already allocated, because a lot of the money that's come in has come in different categories. We want to make sure we know so that we have money to do the financial literacy or some of the other things
projects
that we're going to do. And then the same thing with the coffee with the principals. So. And now we're still aiming for February? It's got to be February. We're not going to kill anybody and try to do it. They just started and we're already like looking at Christmas. All right. So if there's any objection, motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. Or motion it.
Okay. Well, I can first it. It's okay. I can first it. That sounds really good. All right. All those in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Thank you for your updates. That was beautiful.
Yes. So, possibly.